But we begin with a more immediate look at perception and guns. After the Sandy Hook school shooting last month, President Obama and several lawmakers declared gun control to be a legislative priority in 2013. Among proposals being debated are a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and on improving background checks on buyers at retail outlets, gun shows, and even private sales. The NRA countered that the safest solution is to train and install armed guards at every school in the country. While the gun control debate is often framed as an argument over interpreting the Second Amendment, a more controversial discussion is arising in op-eds, on talk radio, and online. Do guns encourage or deter violent behavior? Jessica Witt is an associate professor of cognitive psychology at Colorado State University, and she recently authored a study finding that simply holding a gun changes the way a person perceives the world. Jessica, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello.
Before we talk specifically about guns, can you give us some examples of your work on the link between perception and behavior?
Sure. Most of my work to date actually is focused on perception in athletes, so how athletes perceive the world depending on if they're playing better or worse on a given day. So, for example, softball players who are hitting better see the ball as bigger. Golfers who are playing better see the hole as bigger. In contrast, tennis players who are playing better see the net as lower. And the net, unlike the ball or the hole, the net's an obstacle. And so when you're playing better, it actually looks smaller.
So why did you turn your attention to guns?
So far, most of my research has been on spatial properties such as distance, size, or speed, and we wanted to know if these same kinds of effects were apparent in perception of objects. And I was thinking about this idea that when you hold a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Mm-hmm. And one of the implications of the saying is relates to whether or not you're holding a gun. So if you're holding a gun, then what does everything look like? And I decided to actually do that study itself.
How'd you conduct the study, and then what did you find?
The way the study worked was that participants were tasked with viewing photographs of people and having to say if the person in the photograph was holding a gun or a neutral object like a wallet or a shoe. And the key manipulation was that the participants were also holding a gun or a neutral object at the time that they made the response. So if they saw a gun in the picture, they were to raise their object and point at the screen. And if they saw a shoe, they were to lower their object and point at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what we found... Oh, go ahead.
No, what did you find?
What we found was that when participants were holding a gun, there was an increased bias to see guns, whether or not a gun was present.
Okay, so more of these subjects perceived the figure to be holding a gun if they themselves were holding a gun. Just want to
exactly.
make sure.
Were
there any influences by images of race or gender, for example?
We did not look at the effects of gender. All of the people in our photographs were male. We did look at race. So in one of our studies, half the people in the photographs were black and half were white. And we found no additional effects of race, meaning that holding a gun did not influence your perception of guns differently if the person in the photograph was black or white.
I'm curious about reaction time now. Were the subjects who were holding guns more likely to make, I don't know, quicker decisions about whether they perceived a gun or another object?
Yes. So often when people were holding a gun, they were faster to make these responses. But not always. So sometimes we found that people were faster when holding a gun, and sometimes we found that they were the same when they were also holding a ball. What we do find, which is very consistent in the literature, is that people are very fast when they see a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see a gun, they're very quick to respond.
We're talking about research that suggests that the act of holding a firearm actually alters perception, in this case, suspecting that someone else is holding a gun, even if they're not. With us is Jessica Witt from Colorado State University. Well, I'm wondering about, you know, you mentioned when you hold a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right?
Yeah.
So there's this sort of cause of shifting perception. You're sort of primed for something. Is it that simple? Is there something else going on here, Jessica?
We think that what is crucial to these effects is that there has to be an intention to use the object. So if the object is in your hand and you're using it to make your response, then you get these effects. But if the object is just present in the room, but you have no intention to use it, then there isn't the same bias. And one thing that was especially interesting about that series of studies was that the gun we used in our experiments that participants were holding was actually a white plastic Wii gun.
Mm-hmm.
So it was clearly a toy. It really had no capability of doing anything. Whereas when we put the gun in the room to see if just the presence of a gun would create these effects, that gun was a real gun. It was rendered non-functional, but it looked like a real gun. Mm-hmm. And so just the presence of a gun is not enough. You actually have to have this intention to use it.
I wonder what your study might suggest, or the data you came up with might suggest, about putting more guns into the hands of more people, which is, you know, currently the public debate over gun control.
Yeah, well, what our research shows is that if you put more guns in more people's hands, then there are going to be more biases to see guns even when they're not there.
The study addresses a kind of one small part of the overall gun debate. I wonder if you've had any pushback regarding your study by gun rights advocates.
To date, we have not spoken with any gun rights activists. Mm-hmm. So at this point, no. And I think one thing that's important is that even though we're showing there will be increased bias, for the most part, people who own guns do care about safety. And so from the people that we've talked to, for example, in police departments, they want to know about the risks associated with holding and using a gun. So far, we've actually had a lot of positive response to our work.
Well, Jessica, I want to thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Jessica Witt, Associate Professor of Cognitive Psychology at Colorado State University. Her study, Action Alters Object Identification, Wielding a Gun Increases the Bias to See Guns, was published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology. And you can find links to more on her work on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.